Let me just turn our Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 8. Mark Gospel chapter 8. Read from verse 34 to 38, which is the last. It says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." Amen. Lord, bless us, Lord. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise. We adore and worship you this morning for giving us life and making us to be among the living, Lord.
Amen.
Because many slept last night across the world, Lord. Most didn't wake up, Lord. And some are in the hospital. Some are in the emergency unit. Lord, not because we are better off, but because your mercy has endured in our lives.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Father, Lord, that we will not turn this grace to disgrace, O Lord. For Lord, we will appreciate your goodness this morning and be ready, Lord, to do thy will. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. God bless you. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so happy today that it's few days before my departure. Amen. I'm very much sick about going back. Amen. But I've enjoyed every moment, especially here in Singapore, with the saints of the Lord God, and what the Lord is doing, even outside the tabernacle. Amen. Getting us to meet people. We have had the baptism yesterday. So happy that the Lord is still touching people, bringing in His chosen ones. Amen.
Amen.
And no effort is wasted. Amen. Every step you take, every step you make, will go a long way to be a blessing to this dying and sick world. Amen.
Right.
So we thank the Lord, and also thanking God for the news back home. The saints of God are well and strong, and they are very happy that the trip was a blessing and successful. And today being the Sunday before my departure, this is about the last meeting that we are going to have together, these two services. And I pray and encourage you in the Holy Ghost that you will keep looking forward and see clearly the picture that God is showing you. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking a few days ago, I think it was on Thursday, or no, Wednesday or so. And there, the Lord, I'm reserving some of my voice from my church too, brother. Amen. I just managed this. On Wednesday, I was saying, talking to a young man, and right there, the Lord gave me the answer that I was looking for. Because sometimes we have dreams, we have visions, and we go about interpreting it our own way. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, the giver of the dream and the giver of the vision has his interpretation. And God is not in a hurry to do anything. Amen.
Right.
So, you know, I was just telling somebody the testimony and the vision I had in 2004, and I said to him, you know, I saw the prophet, and he said to me, rise up, get out of this cage, and fly east. Now, I've been flying east. What? I never thought about it. What was I to come to do here? What was the focus for flying east? Is it just flying east? People are flying east. I when I travel this way, I travel among other people. Everybody's going and coming. Amen. But truly, there is something that God had brought us here to see. Amen.
Amen.
And I pray that as we open the scripture this morning, we will have a clearer picture by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God is respecter of nobody. Amen. And he does not want to share his glory with any man. So, but we can only appreciate that if we take out ourselves.
Right.
Put yourself out of the picture and let him have his way. And his name will be glorified.
Amen.
Sister Deborah, God bless you. We thank the Lord for our precious sister here. I was very much encouraged when I went to Cambodia. The way she was speaking up, the language and the interest in the ministry. You know, it's one thing for the wife to have interest in what the husband is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Especially at this early stage. Amen. It will be counted for you better in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So, we want to turn our scripture again and look at other corresponding scriptures in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. So this is my farewell message this morning, because in the afternoon we will have mixed multitude. Amen. And so we will try, as the Lord gives us utterance, to be a little bit open. Amen.
Amen. Right.
It is important. And what is 2 Samuel in my Bible? My God.
2 Samuel is after 1 Samuel.
Okay. I see that. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Just a short scripture. And it came to pass after this that Absalom the son of David had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. That's his cousin. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. Amen.
Amen.
I want to speak this morning on the same serpent. The same serpent. Amen.
Amen.
One more scripture before we look into the body of the message. 2 Corinthians again, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1 to 4. 2 Corinthians. The same serpent. We know that old serpent.
Yes.
Is the same serpent. Every time. There have never been two of them. Verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 to 4. Would to God ye will bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have exposed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Yes.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus,
whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Amen. What is the work of Satan on earth? In one clause, or in one phrase, one simple state sentence, it is to thwart the will of God on earth.
Yes.
And when Jesus was teaching his disciple to pray, he made the statement, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, why is the will of God settled in heaven? Because the enemy was defeated there and cast out. Satan can no longer appear, freely in the presence of God. He can no longer, there are many who still believe that the devil goes to heaven anytime he feels like, and then he will just go, maybe talk to God and come back. It's not possible. Amen. The moment he was cast out, the Bible says their place was no longer found anymore in heaven. Amen. So we find that the will of God is what God wants to establish, where he alone will have total control of everything, both in thoughts and in deeds. But the work of Satan is to spoil or to deter you from moving in that very will. Amen.
Amen.
So we find out that the first scripture we read, what led to that? On a certain day, Jesus went out with his disciples and he said to ask them what they thought of him. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Why did Jesus ask them the question of what people were talking about him? He ought to ask the people.
Right.
What the people talk about him. But he knew that apart from him, that his disciples were still listening to the opinions of other people outside.
That's right.
They were still going to check and balance, because they were not very inside.
Right.
One leg in, the other leg out. And so when they came back, he pretending as if he doesn't know what was happening, he just asked them, "Okay, you're welcome, but what do they say? Who do they say I, the Son of Man, am?" And they began jumping this way and there. The answer was with no man. He that asked the question has the answer. The answer existed before the question came.
Right.
And by that, the answer was given in the mouth of Peter. And Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And when he said that, the Lord Jesus elevated him. Amen. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. Which means that Peter is anointed. If flesh and blood have not revealed it to him, it means that the Spirit has done that.
Yes.
So it means that Peter has got the Spirit. So Peter by the Spirit had declared that he was Christ. And that is the only way. If any man, the Bible says, anyone that has any spirit that does not declare that Jesus is come in the flesh, is not of God.
Right.
So when Peter said that, and Jesus turned and elevated him, everyone looked at him with respect, and he became important. And in himself, in that shortest time, the enemy is always standing by.
Right.
Satan does not want to get so far from you.
Amen.
He's not in a hurry. You think Satan is in a hurry? He's not in a hurry. He waits there. He will wait. And just allow you that little moment of carelessness, that little moment of unguided speech, he will slip in and he will spoil everything that you think you have.
Amen. That's the truth.
And then as he was waiting, Jesus left that discussion and went to the main purpose of the will of God. The Son of Man is heading towards Jerusalem.
Right.
And he shall be committed into the hands of the Gentiles. and they shall torture him, and they will kill him, and he will rise again the third day. He said that.
Right.
He said he will rise again the third day. Now the devil squeezed or closed their ears against, and he will rise again the third day. And so said Peter went up. He took Jesus aside. I bind that spirit. I reject that talk. It cannot happen to you.
Right.
Charismatic people. It's not my portion. Oh no, that cannot happen. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Putting out of context.
Right.
Once, a while ago, Jesus said this of Peter. Thou art Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you.
Right.
But my Father which is in heaven. And the next moment, Jesus had this to say. Amen. In Mark chapter 8. So how do we jam the two together? In Mark chapter 8, verse 33. But when he turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan.
Right.
Oh, not get thee behind me, Peter. Not get me behind thee, behind me, you son of the devil. No. He knew that it was the same man, the same spirit that crept into the garden and preached.
Right.
That was preaching another gospel to him through Peter.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Get thee behind me, Satan. You only think of the things of the flesh.
Right.
And not of God. Amen.
Amen.
You are only concerned about your well-being and not how the will of God will be established on earth.
Right.
We are used to giving the remaining to God. Our remaining time.
Yes.
Our remaining attention. Mm-hmm. Our remaining money.
Mm-hmm.
Our remaining love.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when we have used all the love, and there's no love remaining. There's only the love of because something is going to happen. Or the love because he's a healer. Then we come. The love because he will protect us. Is when we will be very careless and do all we want to do, but when it's time for us to travel, we will pray.
Yes.
Because we remember that he's a protector.
Right.
He's Jehovah Nissi. He will Nissi us.
Yes.
When we are very okay, everything is going on, and then no problem. But then we have some little loan bank problem. Oh, he's Jehovah El Shaddai. Amen. Then he can provide.
Yes.
Amen. So the remaining is what we always remember.
Mm.
Now we stumble. We stumble to appreciate God.
Mm.
You know, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. When did the day begin? Did the day started when you were on the way to the church? No, sir. The day, in fact, you met the day because the day had been. When you were still sleeping, the day came, it dawned, and then you woke up. And he had given you the authority, the power to command that day.
Right.
Take the day back to him. And the day will submit to you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
But when you don't take the day back to him, you want to run the day, then you run on your own. Then when the time of commotion comes, you just suddenly remember, oh, I'm a son of God. Just there. Amen. Even the devil knows that. Amen.
Amen.
So he rebukes Peter and calls him Satan. And then all the disciples turn again and look. What? That's too rude. No. It's not a rude statement. Be not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Right.
That your eyes should be open at all times to understand the voice of the devil.
Right.
Whatever little thing he does is to destroy. You have a headache. Sleep as small as headache. Let me tell you what that headache has come to do. That's come to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. is not in a battle of, he's not fighting boxing. You know boxing, when they fight the ref, he says, no, don't beat him too much. Beat him, don't beat him here, beat him on the head. Then when they fight, and then he say, you go and rest. And then they come up again, they fight. Satan is not fighting such a fight with you.
Right.
You fight with him and say, okay, Satan, wait, let's rest. And you turn your back, he knocks you and you die. He, every opportunity, the slightest opportunity you will have is to sweep your feet off.
Amen. Right.
And that's why we must not be careless as believers.
Amen.
The will of God on earth, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But why is it that it is, why is it difficult for us, for man, to submit totally to the will of God? You know, back home, people value burial more than marriage. Is that not funny? Amen. You see, somebody is living, he's a big man in town, living all kinds of righteous life, wasteful life. Then when he dies, they put his photograph on the TV and they play, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing by." That man that has eaten all the world and nothing is remaining. It's suddenly when he dies, the world is not, has not become his own.
Yeah.
And they sing the song and then everywhere is so solemn and then everybody is so calm because he has died.
Yes.
But he has had the world enough. Amen. Now you see, the thing there is this. Man wants to have his way. Because his own way is simple. There is space in your way. But the way of God is very narrow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if the will of God was something else, maybe we could have managed. But you know what? The will of God is only expressed by the word of God.
Amen.
And as people will not want to stand face to face with the word, they will always shy away from his will.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So the devil wants to take total control of you. He wants to control the church. He wants to put everything, let everything be at his mercy. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to take control. He wants you to recognize him. Even when you fear the devil, you are recognizing him.
Right.
There's a church in Nigeria called the Mountain of Fire. They know the many names of the devil, but they don't even know that Jesus Christ is God. When you have a headache, they call the demon that caused the headache. When you have you're cutting your nails with a blade and you cut by mistaking into your flesh, they know the demon that did that. They have names for all the demons, but they don't have the revelation of Acts chapter 2 verse 38. It's not there for them. So we're going to trace this from the beginning. The same serpent. Look at David. Trouble rolled into David's family.
Yes.
Amnon, that's supposed to be the heir to the throne, he just woke up one morning and started looking at the sister with another eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What eyes was that? Is the same serpent.
Right.
There are no two devils. You don't have two enemies. That's why you say, when we sang that song, even in the Psalms, you hear David. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thou hast brought me, you see, a shelter from the enemy. One single enemy.
Right.
So, and he knew very well that he was the son of the king. If he wanted all the women, maybe get married to 50 in one day, the father would grant him. But you see, the devil finds a place in the heart of man, in the mind of man, to thwart his thinking.
Right.
And any man that gets under the umbrella, under the control influence of Satan, is 101% a beast. Mm. He doesn't think right.
Right.
And he looked at the sister. That was his sister. The daughter of his father. And he wanted to have carnal knowledge with her. And he thought about it and he became depressed. You know, in different countries you hear cases. They say, oh, like I was looking at the headlines this morning. They say that this in Singapore, a press man who has been dealing with under 20-year-old girls for about over 20 years. And they have pleasure in this wickedness. What kind of mind do they have? And as he was thinking about it, the Bible says he was reducing, he was losing weight. And then there came this messenger of the enemy, his cousin. The Bible says Jonadab was a very subtle man. Why did the Bible use the word subtle again? The first time we find that word was in Genesis chapter 3.
Yes.
Because it is the same serpent.
Right.
Now, those who do not believe the serpent, the issue of the serpent, meaning the doctrine of the serpent seed, and what actually happened in the Garden of Eden. When Jonadab was introduced as a very subtle man, he was defined as a subtle man. And the advice he gave this young man, when he put it to work, it worked. He defied the sister and got himself killed because the brother of the girl killed him. And everything is scattered.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The moment he defied her, the Bible says he hated her. Because it was not love. To start with.
Right.
There is no love in sin. There is no love in evil.
Right.
So what happened? If you look back at the garden, in the garden, this serpent came as an evangelist. With a very big Bible. Mm. But why will he have the opportunity for his message to go far? One, I want to tell you that Eve was not paying attention to the message of her husband.
Right.
Paul said, the word of God does not come out from the church. Mm. We cannot create a revival of ours. God will always bring the word from outside. And when the word comes, it hits the church or the age, it will bring out the people that it was meant for. Amen.
Amen.
So we find this, that when he came and started ministering to Eve, he challenged, the serpent challenged the doctrines of Adam. And Eve gave him. Amen. I'm just giving another type of example, away from what we... One, she wanted to be wise. She wanted to be somebody. Amen. She wanted satisfaction for the flesh. When she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it's able to make one wise. Amen. That's talking on the literal aspect now. She wanted to just be recognized. And I'll give an example to that. You see, a good type of faith is King Ahasuerus. Let us go to Esther chapter 1. King Ahasuerus. Now this king, this particular empire, was the fourth on the Gentile line, coming down from Egypt, from Assyria, Babylon, and then Medo-Persia. And Ahasuerus ruled over 127
provinces. Amen. And then the Bible says one time he made a great feast. But there's something I want to show you in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 7 and 8. He issued out a decree of people having free will. He issued out an opportunity for people to have their free will. And immediately, that free will was abused. Look at this. And they gave them drinks in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And the drinking was in accordance, and it was according to the law. None did compel. Because he had a law down that nobody will force anybody, any man against his will. And that's the same thing that God is doing. Amen. But he will have his will. But you appear to be free moral agents. But when we come into our place, we are no longer free moral agents. Because willingly, we will do the will of God. So watch this. He says that for the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. And immediately, Vashti, the queen, she decided to have her own face. I believe that even if the king had asked every man to do as he wills, the queen should only do the will of the king.
Right.
But the Bible says in the next verse that also the Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house belonging to the king Ahasuerus. The house is the house of Ahasuerus the king. But she had her own feast for the women. She had her own message. She started something. And she wanted to be recognized beyond the place that God has given her. That's the problem with the churches.
Right.
That's the problem with those men who are not called, but they are able to chap the children of the kingdom who have not been able to open their eyes to the word of God. They are able to chop them and screw them, screw their bottom to the chair of their churches. Mm-hmm. Every sheep that is not with the shepherd is having a rope in his neck.
Right.
So this morning, if you go to any place that there is no God called pastor pastoring them, there are ropes tied to what they call a pulpit, and every man is choked like this, and the man ties them there. Wake up, brother. Amen. Give a little strength to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, Vashti had her own ministry within the ministry. She started her own ministry within the ministry. And when you start the ministry within the ministry, you will divert the focus. Because the vision is not given to a group, it's given to one. Every man needs to line up and head where the one who received the vision is going. That's why Paul said, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ.
Right.
That is, what he's saying is that Paul opens his Bible and he moves behind it. And as he's moving, if you also are following Paul, not without the Bible, with your Bible open. as you he's going, should Paul go left instead of right? What do you do? Because he has said, believe him, be followers of me as I am of Christ, then, since he is not following Christ any longer, and you were to follow him as he follows Christ, you let him go and follow Christ.
Right.
There's no offense. Mm-hmm. For God is respecter of no man.
Amen.
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 So we find that as Vesti did this, immediately the spirit of the king needed the queen to be around. And he sent his messengers to call her. If somebody is just boasting a while now that she is just of one great authority, and then there is another high authority calling her, do you think it will be easy for her to come out? No. She wants to prove to the people that she is what she says she is.
Right.
And then she refused. Tell the king, I'm busy, you see, we're having the revival, this is the time that the message is coming down powerfully. Just tell the king, I'll see him anytime. I'll see him in the night. And maybe they remind Madam, I want you to remember it is the king, the king's command. Even the great king Ahasuerus. You heard me. Tell him I'll see him in the night. Amen. She wanted to give her day to her desires. She refused. And then, just like Samuel said to Saul, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. You can't reign.
Right.
Those who reject the word of God in this particular last moment, if there is any time, if there has been any time of blessed are they that do not see but believe, it is this time.
Right.
Because everything you must, wherever you must be, whatever you must do by revelation.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
She was rejected immediately. It is not that the king was angry. But if you give the king the chance, you know he will call her back. But the word of the king, amen. The word of the king must always find its way. Because that is where the will of the kingdom is.
Right.
Vesti lost her place. Amen.
Amen.
So we find this, that it is just the same thing. When Eve was able to absorb the message of the serpent, she lost her place. Yes, it took Adam to pay the price. Adam paying the price to be a part of it, or else it would have been a thing of destruction. There would be an extinction. She would go into oblivion. Phew. Amen.
Right.
Now, in the same thing, we look at it. I want to say this. You see, women that have not allowed the Holy Ghost to properly sit in their life, they are always looking forward to controlling their husbands.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Somehow, they will squeeze in their will, squeeze in their idea, this. You must always want to be the way they say. It's not a good spirit. Amen.
Amen.
It's not a good spirit. We look at the things that we can see and understand the things we cannot see.
Right.
And we hear the things we cannot see, which is spoken of God, and correct the things that we can see.
Right.
For once, learn to be the loser.
Yes.
For he that loses his soul, his life, shall gain it. Not so. He that loses his life shall gain it. Learn to be the loser.
Amen.
Let he that was given the authority to lead you, lead you. Amen.
Amen.
You come to this issue, it must be the way I say it. If you don't agree what I'm talking about in this house, there'll be problem. And then you, the man, very wise, will just allow. Amen. So that there will be peace. That doesn't show weakness. I can tell you that. Amen. Because those who don't who are in the world, you know what they do? They turn her to punching bags. They begin to train her as Muhammad Ali, boxer. Which is very wrong. Because you are beating yourself.
Yes.
But if you are wise, just allow. When the woman runs forward, it's like a child that cries. Any child crying cannot see far. Is that so? There's a stone. It is the same husband that will lift her. I told you. Amen. You shouldn't have done that. Oh, let's pray about it. That time, let's pray. Let's see the face of God. Now she's interested in prayer. Let's pray about it. But it was your will first.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Allow yourself. It is very simple, but difficult. Simple in the sense that just any man who wants to climb a tree cannot climb with both hands filled. Mm-hmm. You have to let go what you are holding. The moment a woman said, I will, accepting the choice, making the choice to accept to marry that man, she lost every other choice. You have no other choice, just like the bride and the and God, the church and Christ.
Amen.
If you say, and I have accepted to marry the man and be his wife, even though he is an unbeliever, if you have so chosen that, or maybe before you believe you are married and then you believe your husband does not believe, and then this morning that man said to you, my wife, I don't want you to go to that church. If you come here, you are hindering us. Amen.
Amen.
You can't overthrow what God has set down.
Right.
Oh, but pastor, I can't obey him. He is not a Christian. The woman has not got even religion, do you know? Let the daughter of the Pope marry a Muslim. If the Pope has a daughter, I don't know. She will be a Muslim. And their name shall be called Adam. And he called their name Adam.
Right.
Meaning that your name is hidden in the name of your husband.
Amen.
And that's what you should project. That's why even some of all the young ones here that are not yet married know what you accept. You must know what you accept. Oh, I'm going to marry him and then I'm going to pray and then I'm going to pray, then he will be the way I am. You think it's easy? I'll wait for you in the corner. We will talk about it. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Don't rushly jump into what you jump out. You just jump in. I need to settle down. I need to settle down. You know, are you sure that where you are settling is down? You might be settling on the roof and that on a sunny day and it's an aluminium roof, very hot. And you are saying you want to settle down. You better wait. As to every woman that is born on earth, there has been a man for that one. So wait.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when you understand this, you know, you see, I shared the other day, I was talking about it. They had, we used to say this back home, that they had a conference. They said, why are these women trying to control us women? These women, what is that they want to control all the men, their husbands? The president came, the chief lawyer came, the senators, even the pastors, everybody, they came together, all men came together and held a conference. Even at that, you know, the women came with their husbands and they were in one corner. Then he said,
okay, for us to start this meeting, we have to know who has a problem and who hasn't got the problem. If you know your wife is controlling you, come to the right hand side. If you know your wife is not controlling you, go to the left hand side. And all the big men, they went to the right. But there was one small man, very small like this, maybe from the Eskimo region. He just, only him, he came and stood this way. He is only the one that his wife is not controlling. And then all, even the president was wondering, I am the president. Hey, look at this man. Then they asked him, okay, sir, we are so glad that at least there is one person that your wife is not controlling. Tell us, what is the secret? You know what he said? My wife asked me to come and stand here. They nearly killed him. Even in the conference, your wife is still controlling you, even in our presence. Amen. But I tell you this, my dear brothers, you see, the woman is quick to do things. There's a new church, a woman who knows first the address. I can tell you about the pastor. They will be very fast in seeing things, doing things, but the Bible says, dwell with them with understanding so that your prayers be not hindered. That man, believer, you must have enough tolerance. That's what God is doing with us. He's having enough. That's why when your patience expires, go and buy temperance. Buy long suffering and add to it. You will suffer for long and wait. The Lord will help her to see. Amen. That she can't lead herself. Every woman needs to be led. Number one, we find out that the serpent succeeded because Adam was not there. Amen. Adam was displaced and God allowed that to be. So the serpent had his way. And she believed. She took in that which he, the ministry that she received. Praise the Lord. We find this again. I come with this other example now. You see, when we talk about the will of God, even the Lord Jesus Christ showed us that no matter the manifestation, God's, anytime there's a manifestation in the flesh, there is still, you know, showcasing that the will of the eternal spirit must have his way. Look at Jesus Christ. He took the disciples the day before his crucifixion and went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he told them, tarry with me for a while and pray. Now, we want to examine this because that was just one bad weekend for these apostles. But it runs our life. Because some of us are very tired now. Amen. We're always tired. Oh, Lord, you know the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But must the flesh always be weak? But the flesh is not weak in the office. The flesh is not weak on the dining table. The flesh is always weak when it comes to, oh Lord, you know, I would have prayed, but you know, the flesh is weak, you can understand. Must he understand every time? So he led them to this place and said with them, bear, tarry with me for a while. I go yonder to pray and I'll return back. You pray here. Now, it's a very important lesson to us. When Jesus went forward, the Bible says he fell, put his head on the ground, and he wept. He cried, he prayed. Father, this cup, if it is possible, let it pass by. What was he showing there? He showed himself as a man, having the same weakness that we all have, trying to bring in the will, our own self will.
Right.
But immediately, because the Spirit of God was with him, he corrected it immediately and said, oh, but let it not be my will, but thy will.
Yes.
Now, which means that he had his own will.
Right. Amen.
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 This, our brothers don't want to believe.
Right.
They don't want you to talk about that. Pretend as if that is not written. He had his own will.
Right.
As a man.
Right.
And if the devil fights us to put our will, force our will in the will of God, he did that to him. And he was almost getting in. Lord, if it's possible. It's a prayer. We pray that way. We don't even pray if it's possible. Lord, make it possible. Try. Find a way. Get it possible. Get it possible. Change this thing, Lord.
Yes.
I don't want to be, because we never want to be tested. Nobody wants to be tested.
Yes.
So he put down his will. If it is possible, Lord, let this cup pass by. Then he said, he canceled that prayer. Do you know that's what he did? He canceled the prayer. No, Lord! Don't let it be my will, but let your will be done.
Amen.
And the will of God, he knows. Amen.
Amen.
The will of God, for this purpose he came. That he might spoil the work of Satan. And the work of Satan is to trust the will of God. He knows the will of God. But the flesh cried out, if it's possible, let this cup pass away.
Right.
Then he corrected him, no, not my will, but thy will. But then he came. From where he was standing up after the prayer, he had snoring. Distance, maybe 10 yards. They were snoring and whistling. Those who were supposed to watch. Amen. You know, many a times we think we can commit our souls into the hands of men. Oh. Like the charismatic people. They always run to people to pray for them.
Yes.
God wants to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Your prayers count. It is the prayer of other people meets up with yours. Yours makes the lead, takes the lead.
Amen. Right.
For Paul said, we do not know what to pray. So no man even know what to pray. And then I ran to any man. Huh? Every man, you want everybody to pray for him. No. We are only showing you to recognize your position. Amen. Yes, I'm not saying that we cannot pray for one. We are praying for one another. We do pray for one another.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But you see, when we see back there believers running around to the charismatic, to the Pentecostals, asking them to pray for them, what prayer are they going to pray for you? Somebody doesn't even know whether it's day or whether it's night. He doesn't know the date. And he doesn't have time with him. And you are asking him to take you somewhere. You won't get there.
Right.
When he came back, they were still sleeping. He tapped them. You know, have you prayed that kind of prayer before? You just knelt down in the evening and woke up there in the morning and went to the office. You knelt down on the sofa to pray. And you just woke up there. Father, the devil said, then you wake up, 1 hour ago. But you didn't pray for 1 hour, you only slept for 1 hour. Don't forget. Then you say, oh, Father. Then in the morning you wake up from there, God, I thank you. Where's the office? You didn't pray all the night, you slept all through. In a bad position, kneeling down. Amen. What a way to punish yourself. But you see, I want to give you a secret here. In your weakest moments, that's when God hears you more.
Right.
Whisper it. Just say something. Whisper it. You see, God is not expecting, God has never at any time expected us to give what we don't have. That to be a bully spirit. He never does that. He knows our frame. He knows what we are made of. But you see, when you are that so weak and so downtrodden, taken down, that's when you should just whisper a word of faith. Because prayer is taking the word of God back to God.
Right.
You take the word of God, you take the promises of God, take it back to Him. He will stand for you. So we see the serpent. Amen. That same serpent has been coming through, running the line. First Cain, the son of the serpent. Manifestation now. We find something. Do you know that the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, they are related features. Both have no human fathers. Is that so? Amen.
Yes.
Both doesn't have, they don't. Cain was supposed to be the son of Adam, but he was not. Jesus was supposed to be the son of Joseph, but he was not. Then after many times, along after many years, we saw Judas on the scene. Now, how do you think Judas looked? What did he look like? You think he looked maybe one of the, if your people made a shape, they start to make a picture of the apostles, and then when they get to Judas, they make him look very, very like, very like that, eh? No! Can't be! He was one of the most loving person around. You know, the Lord Jesus will not waste his time to say, oh, John, be careful. No, he wouldn't even do that, because who will believe? They wouldn't even believe him. Ah, Judas, the way he's caring for the poor. That's their ministry all the time. Building schools and building hospitals to take away the will of God that there should be healing in people's life.
Yes.
When Jesus comes, he takes away the hospital. That's true.
Yes.
That will be done. In that kingdom, there will be no hospitals.
Amen.
I'm sure that our millennium must be very different from some people's millennium.
Yes.
Because some people's millennium, they are still going to the doctor, lining up and killing. Like sometimes the doctor told them that there's no way. And they go for burial, they prepare to die. Amen.
Amen.
So you find out that Judas came. He was just also in the ministry about the same time that Jesus was. Mighty works done through him. But in the evening, he went his way. Every child, I say this all the time, returns back to his mother in the evening. And Paul said, that day will not come except there be a falling away first. The falling away has taken place.
Amen.
When we fell away from the truth.
Right.
Amen. And the man of sin revealed. John told them way back that we have already known him. Is the Antichrist already with us? Because they were part of us, but they were not with us. They did not come from another that kingdom. No. They were just there, growing together, and they manifested. But it says that you know what is holding him to be made manifest. And in this time that we are, if you say you don't know, then there is a problem. Because you can't fight without knowing who the enemy is. Then what are you fighting? You are running a race, you don't know where it's going to end. Then there's a problem. And the people make the same mistake. The same mistake they can't see. What made the Catholics? It's because they could not continue with the word of God. The same thing that made the Catholics made the Lutherans. The same thing that made the Lutherans made the Methodists what they are, Methodists. And the same thing that has made all these ages the way they look like has also crept into the message of the hour, and it has become worse. I can tell you, the people have Brother Branham as the latest pope. You may not say so, but it is so. They may not agree, But you know it is so. I was telling them there a few days ago, Wednesday. It is so. One. That man on the other side is infallible. He doesn't make mistakes. I tell you that God even set traps for Moses. Moses, what is the meaning of Moses? Out of water. The first miracle, then water to blood. His greatest experience, divide the Red Sea. What brought his fall? Bring water from the rock.
Right.
You can't get used to God. He will always tell you, I am the God, you are the man.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Because his glory, he will not share with any man.
Right.
Is it Elijah? Oh, Elijah the Tishbite. He was bringing Elijah the Tishbite. People, they were looking for him like gold. Well, at least in Elijah, the king came from the palace. It was, every man was looking for Elijah.
Yes.
But the same Elijah at the same time was running for a woman.
Right.
He was hiding in caves because of the word of a woman. Sure, God must always show you that I am the God, you are the man. Nobody will take his place. Nothing can replace the place of the word of God. And that's the ministry of the serpent. To turn your attention away from him. Not my will, but thy will, O Lord. The will of the word. The will of God. Amen. The will of the word. The will of God. God wants total, undivided attention. If Eve was always with Adam, word for word, word for word, we would trod where the apostles have trod. We want to put our legs because there are sound prints, there are footsteps made. There are signs made for us. We want to put our feet where these apostles have put their feet. Remember that we were to continue in the apostles' doctrine.
Amen.
And it was the apostles' doctrine that was lost. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the word of God, as detailed by the Holy Ghost. For when he shall come, he shall show you things of me.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He shall show you things to come and show you things of me. So we're to come to put our feet where this settled word has been. Then we also, as we put our feet, we watch the pattern of God. I want to tell you, when the rapture will take place, hear me very well, in this land, on this particular island, there must only be one group. There can be three sets of rapturing groups. Let me help you to understand. I'm not saying that there must only be this one church here. That's not what I'm saying. There can be a church, but these churches must recognize the working of God.
Right.
They must line up behind the word. Because the word is one. The word is not divided.
Right.
And do you know, just like Hagar and Ishmael, did God create the well or dig the well immediately they were looking for the water, or the well had been there? The well had long been there, but they could not see it. They prayed in the presence of their solution. The well is there. But she couldn't see the well. And the child was dying. And probably maybe if the child had died and then she wants to dig, that particular place she will dig will be that she dug it is the well. Just a little coffin, that will be the well. Oh. So my child died and I'm putting just the water that this water had been here. Was not even a deep well. It was not something very deep. The water was there and the child was dying. Many a times, You need people from far to come and show you what is around you. That's true. Because even in your homes, you don't know the changes in your house. You don't observe. You live with your child. You don't know that last week he was not as tall as what he is. I can tell you that. Someone else goes, you're growing. No. It's just in your eyes, there's nothing. Because you see him every day. I used to tell young ladies, when you want to marry, look at your husband's nose. Make sure you like his nose. Well, you wake up in the morning, sleeping like you see his nose. So like his nose before you accept. Because you see his nose, that's a problem. So it's always be around you, so you don't take notice of the changes.
Right.
And somebody comes over and says, "Oh, this boy has grown so tall. What are you doing? What is he eating fertilizer?" But you don't know because it's around you. Most of the time, the same thing, the spiritual things.
Right.
I want to tell you this. Just as your pastor was saying a while ago, there's nobody, Sister Julie also said that also, there's nobody who will come here and you just feel, well, maybe this is not the church of Brother Richard Kahn. Because their expectation will be defeated. I'm not saying this to bring it down. No, that's not what I mean. Because they're having another kind of thinking. We are all different people. They're having another kind of thinking. I'm not talking about, it's not the spiritual, I'm talking about size.
Yes,
size. They always want to believe that if God has given this man this kind of a ministry, then the whole world should be going after him. And so maybe the church will have about 5,000 persons in it. And maybe they have 3 services because in fact the 5,000 cannot get in one place. But that's not always been the pattern of God.
Yes.
Amen. God is not in the majority.
Right.
But he has gathered us here. Amen. As he has gathered us, you know, maybe you even want some people to be here. If they were not called for that, they can't be.
Right.
We appreciate God for where he has kept us.
Amen.
But to know that when the reward will be dished out, that you were among those that held their hands up so that their hands will not be weak, that the will of God might continue.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say this. Ask those other friends of ours this simple question. The man whom you sit under to speak God's word to you, is he called? Don't wait for the answer. Let that person not answer it in his mind, but let him answer it in his heart. People are being careless with their soul.
Yes.
Amen. They have good creams for their body. They have good cars to drive in. They have good houses to live in. But their soul, amen, is, we call it washoko. The head of their soul is very big and the body is slim because it's been malnourished. It's finished. Amen.
Amen.
How shall they hear when they have not been told? And how shall they preach if they have not been sent? Yet today we have seen people who are gathering people and they have not been sent. What do you think is that? It is distracting the will of God. The same serpent.
Yes.
The Jonadab of our own times.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way. They have a way. They give these other people certain excuses. And all the time, they want to raise a captain, and the captain's his purpose and his destination is to return the people back to Egypt.
Yes.
That's why they are Catholics. That's why they are Pentecostals and not Pentecost experience. That's why they've chosen to be Brahmins. And not hearing the message of Brother Abraham. Because the message of Brother Abraham has trust us here right now.
Right.
He gave us a push. That has nothing to do with that innocent prophet that the Lord sent. Amen.
Amen.
In this little place, the Lord has visited us with His Word. Because each time God reveals His Word and give it to trusted men, yes, that will be able to handle it. Because He is God Himself is the ability. He is the one that it gives the enablement. So Abraham said, find out such men and line up behind them. No, he said that.
Yes.
But are people doing that? They don't have the time to do that. They are too scared to look at truth in the eyes. Eve would have said to the serpent, okay, wait, my husband, let me call my husband so that we can discuss this thing together. He is the pastor. You think the serpent will wait? Immediately he will go away.
Yes.
So Paul was saying, I have given you, I'm exposing you as a chaste virgin. Because the Lord, He doesn't want you to be touched, to be tampered with. Be pure. To be pure means focus 100% to the work.
Amen.
You may not understand, but look at it.
Amen.
You don't need to understand everything in 1 minute. Just be focused. Look at it. You will get there.
Amen.
Step by step, you will get there. Amen.
Amen.
So if we know that it is what the Lord has determined in His heart to give to us, then we should keep it. We should guide it with jealousy.
Praise the Lord.
There was this king that was passing by, and a prophet gave him a parable. And he said to him, thy servant went in the midst of the battle. And when he was in the midst of the battle, one came and gave him a man and said, if this man should go away, thy life will go for his life. So keep him. Amen. Then he said, you know, as thy servant was busy here and busy there, before I came, the man was gone. You know what the king answered? Though he was judging himself, he said, your mouth have judged you. Your life will go for him. But let us bring that parable to ourselves. Do you know that something has been given to you to keep?
Amen.
And you are holding the thing. But you are busy here, you are busy there. You are trying to, you know, I told people, I always say this, men always want the things that they don't have. And they don't want to appreciate the one that they have. Mm-hmm. Any gift of God in your life that you do not appreciate, will depreciate.
Yes.
The value will be taken away. We do it busy here, I want to do this, I want to do this. No, 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 no. The most important thing is to do the will of the Lord. And in the will of the Lord, the work of God. Amen.
Amen.
Obey Him whom He has sent. Receive Him whom He has sent. Because He's not sending a person this time. He's sending the Word through a person. Receive the Word. Cast your attention on the Word. Find out who is pointing you to the Word. Maybe this message is not for you, but it's for you to others. Amen. You should be concerned about people whom you see and you know they are not in the road and they are not getting to the destination. Yet they are shouting about it. Empty noise. You should pray for them. You should give them the chance of meeting them up to touch them, touch their life with the word. If you have not received it enough, how will you give it? Appreciate what you have. And then you can give to those that do not have. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to sing this song. We must take up our cross daily and follow Him. Not another man's cross. Our cross daily. Without any excuse. Amen. 61, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayers. Say, men ought to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Amen. Doesn't mean that you go in the street and you start lifting up your hands. In the MRT, you start lifting up your hands and you, oh, that's not what it's saying. I can tell you that your spirit man, the Bible says, he said that the spirit make an intercession for us and utter things that are unspeakable. But you have to be the switch to ignite that spirit man to do that. Amen.
Take some time, use the Bible.
Take your Bible. Psalm 61. Sing this song. Humbly believing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, O Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. Higher than is higher than I am. When my heart. And when my heart is overwhelmed,
I
Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Speak to Him and give Him praise. When we stand on the rock, we will do His will. We will have water to drink from the rock. Fresh river of life flowing from the rock. The Bible says that they drank from the same spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. Oh, just bless the name of the Lord. We bless you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We express our love to you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless you. Oh, we express it to you, Lord, this moment. Thank you for your will. Oh, thank you. Because your will is to overcome the ministry of the serpent in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your voice, oh God. Thank you for the fivefold ministry today, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this land, oh God. We give you praise. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, thank you this morning. Lord, we pray that your grace will be made manifest.
Thank you,
to us in this hour, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
It has not been different. It has not been easy to be different. But Lord, you have always been the different one. You are not with the crowd. You are not with the multitudes.
Oh Lord, hallelujah.
But you've always raised men.
Praise the Lord.
In all the time that you walk.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
We pray that you will grant us the humble heart of seeing what you are doing.
Yes, Jesus.
And Father, Lord, your name will be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I commit your children in your hands, Father. Whoever is in a crossroad and needs decision, Lord, we pray for precise information, which is your revelation.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that son of yours, that daughter of yours, will not take the wrong step. But Lord, you are our leader, the Holy Ghost. Lead that child, Lord. Lead that son of yours. Lead that daughter of yours to the right path. We want to stand on the rock, oh Father. We want to stand on the rock. The rock that never fails. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Lord. We pray, Father, for the work that you are doing round the world, oh God. We pray for the mission fields round. We pray for every extension of your great message and trust in this last hour, Lord. We pray that, Lord, grace will be accorded to all these people in Jesus' name.
Yes, wonderful, Lord. We praise you.
I pray, Lord Jesus, even for this particular island and your sons and daughters that are living here, that, Lord, your hand of mercy will be upon them. May they not, Lord, suffer whatever you want to bring upon this generation.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, give them a way of escape.
Amen.
You are the provider.
Glory to Jesus.
Lord, provide answers to the hidden questions of their hearts.
Hallelujah.
Give them comfort. Give them strength. In weak times, Lord, give them the voice of whispering of your word. May they speak back in prayer to you, Lord. Because prayer dresses the soul. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we just put our hands and clap for the Lord Jesus? Clap for the Lord.